Namanda, 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 Namanda. Begin this morning by reading one of Shindan's Wasan hymns. I'll read it first in English, and then I'll read it in the original Japanese. This particular poem composed by Shinran Shonin expresses the truth that when we encounter the Buddha's teaching, we realize the true preciousness of our lives. Please join me in Gassho. Of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions not separated from it. Om Andikini Ainureban Munashiku Suguru Hitoso Naki Kudoku no hou kai michi michi te bon no joku shi hedate nashi. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Does anybody notice anything special about what I'm wearing today? Yeah, what's a little bit different? Yeah. What's this? This thing. It's called a wagesa. Wagesa. So this wagesa is one that I received last year at the World Buddhist Women's Convention in Calgary. So I'll be wearing this for our services all month, because this month we are observing our remembrance of important Buddhist women. Not next week, but the following week, we'll be having our service in memory of Eshini and Kakushini, Lady Kujo, and Lady Yoshiko Otani, important Buddhist women in our tradition. So for this whole month, for our services, we'll be talking about important Buddhist women of our tradition, of the Nembutsu tradition. So this wagesa was made for that occasion of the Buddhist Women's Convention. I received it, it's beautiful, and I almost never wear it. And so I thought, this month will be my opportunity to wear it every Sunday. So when you see this wagesa, you can remember that this is a special month when we're remembering important Buddhist women. So today, we'll be talking about a Buddhist woman by the name of Hisako Nakamura. This is Hisako Nakamura, and she was a woman who lived in Japan she was alive 100 years ago. 100 years ago. So she lived in the first part of the last century. So she lived in Japan, and she was a very special woman. I brought some pictures of her. I tried to blow them up as large as I could, but here's one picture of her. Can anyone see this picture? Can you see those who are in front? What do you notice about her? Something kind of special about her? You can't really see? She has no hands. That's right, she has no hands. So when she was very small, when she was a little kid, she got very sick. She got very sick, and she had to have an operation to remove both her hands and both of her legs. Okay, so sometimes people get sick, and sometimes people have different parts of their body don't work anymore. And this was a disease called gangrene, and it spreads in your body, so they have to remove the part that's sick. So she had to have her hands and her legs removed. It's very sad, right? Very sad, and she was very sad. Very sad, but she had a wonderful family. She had a wonderful grandmother. Wonderful grandmother who encouraged her and said, "Your life is precious, just as you are. Just as you are. You're a little different from all the other children, but you're very precious and you can still do whatever you want. You can still do whatever you want because the teaching of the Buddha is there to give you strength. Her grandmother often said, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. And she said this, and she got power from this, strength from this, not any kind of special magical strength, but the strength of the true teaching of the Buddha. It gave her courage to do different things. And so in saying Namo Amida Butsu, she got the courage to realize that her life was precious and to do all kinds of things that for other people would seem very difficult. Can anyone see what she's doing here in this picture? You see? I'll give you a hint. This right here, this is a rice bowl. And these are some chopsticks. Yeah? She's eating, right? Right? So think about all the things that you like to do. How can she eat then? That's right. It's very special. So think of all the things that you like to do. You like to do with your hands. Tell me some things that you like to do with your hands. Anybody have something? Yeah, how about you, Enzo?
Pet my dog.
You like to pet your dog? Okay, you like to pet your dog?
Say Namo Amida Butsu.
Say Namo Amida Butsu, right? Join your hands in Gassho. How about you, Mia? Turn on your phone, right? Turn on your phone. Yeah? I like to turn off my phone. Yeah. How about you, Finley?
Play video games.
Yeah,
we always play video games.
Yeah? Yeah? Did you have something to say, Kiara? No? How about you, Kate?
I like playing
Foursquare. Okay, so that all these things that we do with our hands, how about some things that you like to do with your feet? You like to do with your feet. Yeah, how about you, Braden? You like to run, okay. So, anybody else have things they like to do with their feet? Yeah, Nicole?
Make sure no animal goes out the door.
Okay, so you like to block animals with your feet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you like to escape.
You like to escape, like your pets, cats and dogs and things? Okay. Okay, so all these things. Now think, if you didn't have hands and feet, how would you turn on your phone? Right? How would you play video games? Right? How would you, if you didn't have feet, how would you stop those pets from running away? Right? How would you run? So these are things that are very difficult. And you might think, oh, I couldn't do those things anymore. Maybe I'll just give up. Right? But Mrs. Nakamura, she didn't give up. She didn't give up. And she learned how to do many different things. I have some pictures here I'd like to pass around now so that you can see some of the things that she could do. Could somebody come up and get these pictures to pass around? So one is a picture of her eating rice. Okay. Here's a picture of her sewing. She liked to sew. And here's some pictures of her doing some other things. So we can just pass these around. And I'd like to read for you a section from a book that she wrote about how she lives her life. And she talks about some of the things that she's able to do, how she does these things. She says, I'm frequently asked how I go about daily life. The following may be of interest to those who wish to know how a physically handicapped person does things, okay? And so I'll just read a few examples. So for example, she talks about how she cooks. So she used to cook. And so she says when she wants to use the kitchen knife, she says, I place the handle of the knife in my right armpit. And I think there's a picture of her doing this. And I use my left limb. So she has just the top part of her arm. And I use that to press down and cut fish and vegetables. So she's able to cut her food. She says, eating. And there's a picture of this too. She says, I wrap a bleached cotton cloth around my right limb, insert the chopsticks within its fold, and balance the rice bowl on the top of my left limb. Says, incidentally, the cotton cloth wrapped around my right limb is extremely useful for me in many ways. For example, it serves as a convenient pin cushion when I am sewing, right? So she does sewing as well. And she says she could write. She was a poet. She would write poems, and she was very skilled at writing calligraphy. Her writing is much better than mine. I can say that. She said, when I write, she's talking about how she writes using a brush. She says, when I brush small kanji, small, when she writes something very small, she uses her shorter right limb and her cheek to hold the brush. So she holds the brush kind of like some people hold their phones when they're, you know, when they're doing something. And then she says, when she wants to write characters that are a little larger, I hold the brush in my mouth. So she could hold it in her teeth and write that way. She's very skilled. And she said that she could also use a pencil and a pen, and she would hold it with both of her limbs, both of her arms. And when she talks about sewing, she could also use a scissors for cutting material. She says, I hold the scissors in my mouth and use my front teeth to open and close the scissors to make the cutting a motion. I'm able to cut materials such as textiles, cloth, and paper. Right? So we often think, you know, that, oh, maybe we have some difficulties in our lives. There are things that we can't do. And we set limits for ourselves. Okay? I think Mrs. Hisako is a wonderful inspiration for us because she shows us that there are all kinds of things that we can do if we don't have any idea of our own limitations. And the way that we can realize that is by reflecting upon the teachings of the Buddha who teaches that every life is precious and that we are constantly being supported by many people and many things. So Mrs. Nakamura, she was married, and she had a daughter. She had a family. And so her family did a lot of things to help her and support her. At the same time, she learned to do many things all by herself. She was a wonderful woman, and she wrote wonderful poetry. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to read for you one of the poems that she wrote. She wrote a wonderful poem about her life and the way that she lives, and I think it's a wonderful inspiration for all of us. So I'm going to read it first in English, and I know many of you can understand Japanese, so I'd like to read the Japanese as well, the original Japanese. So I'll conclude my message today by reading this wonderful poem, okay? It's called, I Have Them, I Have Them All. A refreshing autumn morning. Please hand me a towel. My husband answers, Oi! A daughter who says, Hi! Brushing my teeth and then removing my false teeth to clean them further and washing my face. Though short and without fingers, my round and strong stump of an arm does everything for me. A limb without a bone, a soft arm, a short hand. I have them. I have them. I have them all. It's all I need. What a refreshing autumn morning. Aru, aru, aru. Sawayaka na aki no asa. Taoru totte chōdai. Oi! と変える、と答える音がある。はい、という娘がおる。歯を磨く、入れ歯を取り外し、顔を洗う。短いけれど、指のない、丸い、強い手が、何でもしてくれる。断端に骨のない、 柔らかい腕もある。何でもしてくれる短い手もある。あるあるある。みんなある。爽やかな秋の朝。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。